Two people have been arrested at a Yellowstone buffalo holding facility as they tried to prevent the animals from being killed. The two members of the group Wild Buffalo Defense, Cody Sison and Thomas Brown, locked themselves to the bars of a pen that holds the animals for disease testing on Tuesday. Yellowstone National Park has captured about 500 wild buffalo this winter and placed them in the Stevens Creek facility near Gardner, a Montana town located at the gateway to the park. Talon brings buffalo with Wild Buffalo Defense and also a member of the Blackfeet Nation, says his group wants the federal government to pull out of the Interagency Bison Management Plan, under which the animals are culled.
And work to restore buffalo to ceded treaty territory and the plains once again and let the population expand rather than keeping it at an arbitrary number of 3,000 for the cattle industry.
Yellowstone National Park is keeping buffalo in the Stevens Creek facility out of fear they could spread the disease brucellosis. The park plans to round up between 600 and 900 buffalo this year to quarantine or slaughter. The two protesters are scheduled to be arraigned today in Mammoth, Wyoming. Fears over the spread of brucellosis from bison to cattle may be misguided. Brings Buffalo says there are no recorded cases of buffalo transmitting the disease. He says the interagency management plan is designed to please the cattle industry.
Rather than keeping the buffalo kind of on a reservation of Yellowstone National Park, really it's the cattle that should be fenced in and the buffalo should be allowed to roam free. They are a sacred animal to the First Peoples of this nation and really important to them.
There are about 4,800 wild buffalo in the Yellowstone herd, the last wild buffalo left roaming in the United States. In 2017, 1,200 wild buffalo were slaughtered, in part because the state of Montana does not tolerate the animal outside the park, according to Yellowstone officials. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.